Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to open this meeting, and our first thing we need to do is we'd like a nomination or a recommendation that I run the meeting because our president is on Zoom, our vice president is on Zoom.
I recommend that Barbara Muller run the meeting since we have so many absentees except for Zoom. This is Cassie Spearing.
All in favor?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Yep. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, is there any public comment? Being none, let's move to the agenda. Is there anything, any additions to the agenda? Okay, Bob Hancock called and he's at the clinic also, and he does have information about the comp time policy and requests that we delay that until next month, if that's okay with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Table that.
We'll table that till March.
Oh, okay. We're going to go over the comp time policy rules, is that it?
Yes, we were, but we're not going to do that until March now. Because Bob has done some homework, and he has some notes for us.
All right.
Cassie and I went through the vouchers, and we deemed them approvable.
Thank you. Good job, girls.
Agenda.
I will stop in and add another signature to the pile tomorrow morning.
Great. Thank
you. We'll have them in the office here for you, Luke.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the vouchers.
I make a motion that we approve the vouchers as presented.
I'll second that.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right, did everyone have a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
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 Do we have any corrections?
None.
No.
Look good to me.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion that we approve last month's minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor of approving last month's minutes as written? Say aye.
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 Last month's minutes are approved. Okay, the finance report.
Is Chanda there? What did she need?
No, Chanda's not here. She's on her way to Douglas.
Okay. Well, I looked at the amended budget and I don't have any questions. I was just looking at the reserves. Is the reserves is where our money has been put to pay for the irrigation system? Do you know, Luke?
I believe she said that the money has been taken from reserves.
Oh, I can't hear you very well, Sean, but I mean, the reserves has multiple different accounts, and so it's all, should be all of that $1 million that sits in the multiple different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So
that doesn't show a change yet, I don't think, does it?
I don't think so. I don't see one in the amended budget. Okay.
So we maybe did
that. That was my only question.
Yeah. And if we aren't going to talk about reserves anymore, there might be a question, you guys, in the profit and loss detail. Do we want to move on to something else, or do you have some more questions, Sheila, about the reserve?
No, account? I don't.
You might notice that we paid the attorneys, Mohawk Johnson and Godwin, twice. Do you have that in front of you?
I did notice that.
Chanda said they...
I don't have the report in front of me, so go ahead, Cassie.
$4,800 for the year 2021-2022. And $4,800 for the year 2022 to 2023 because they forgot to bill us a year ago. So they got a pretty, yeah. The accountant forgot to bill us.
Gee, that should be the accountant's fault.
Well, it is the accountant's fault, but that doesn't, you still have to pay it. Darn it.
So we had to pay it.
Get subtracted percentages off like they had to us.
Well, I did wonder about that and if we had used them for something that I couldn't remember. So thank you for checking that out, Cassie.
Yeah, I think we all kind of wondered about that. And Shanda came forth immediately and said something about it.
A couple other notes. If you look on the balance sheet, it shows First Northern Bank checking account is in the hole $870.43. It's not really. That's what shows on QuickBooks. And it's because it's because First Northern Bank does their sweeps, and that the money will go back into that account. It just hasn't shown on QuickBooks yet.
Okay. I did wonder about that too. Oh, you girls are on top of it.
And this is updated with the amended budget numbers. So would that be the profit and loss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, just know that these are updated with the amended budget numbers.
Last page. Too sure. This is Cassie. I'm not too sure what all you guys have in front of you. Do you have that all where you can see that last page of the profit and loss budget versus actual?
I looked at it, Cassie, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay.
I should have printed it. I didn't. But what are you looking at? I'll probably remember it.
Oh, it just shows capital outlay and the sprinkler system money that was taken out, that sort of thing, in case you in case you wonder when you do look at it.
Any comments or questions?
Nope.
If not, can we have a motion to approve the finance report?
I make a motion to approve the finance report as presented.
Second?
I can second that.
Okay, all in favor of approving the financial report? Aye.
Aye.
All against?
Aye.
Okay, it's passed as presented. Sean?
Okay, not a lot from us here at the cemetery to report other than we've spent a little bit of time continuing the audit records. There were a couple of prior errors discovered and corrected. Still waiting for one of those families to come out and just do some trade for the spaces that were not available to them as they thought were. But
hey, Sean?
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but would you come over here and sit by Barb?
You bet. Is that better?
No, go over by Barb. I can't hear you. Luke can't hear you.
There we are. Okay.
Move in.
So, not a lot today from the cemetery other than just an update on spending some time doing some record keeping, auditing, I'd say. Found a few errors or an error was brought to our attention, and then another one was discovered through that research, but those have been corrected. I would like to thank Harness Funeral Home, especially Dave Harness, who came out and gave us a good hearty help plowing the day. Saturday we got quite a bit of snow, and we had a 10 o'clock service, and it's just a lot of that kind of overwhelms everybody. So we're glad to have him show up with his plow truck. So I just wanted to offer a thank you from us to him. We've been putting most of our focus on tree pruning for a few reasons. A lot has just not been done. Through the saluting branches, we got some pretty good education from the arborist that was here recommending what we do that they can't or weren't, you know, available to. So we've been taking care of a lot of lower pruning that is healthy for the trees. It creates growth in the tops rather than down low, where it catches debris mostly for us and becomes a nuisance to mow and weed eat around. And now we're going to be able to also get under those trees with our equipment while we're installing the sprinkler system. So I guess you could look at it as we're kind of going through phase one of the installation for the sprinkler by doing that as well. We've got a ton of it done, but not enough. We'll be a couple weeks yet doing some of that before we shut it down. The irrigation supplies are starting to arrive. Paul and I attended a training last week specific to this type of system, and we're hoping to attend another one in March that is specific to the exact system that we're using, the Rainbird system. The Russian Olive project has begun and is almost complete, so by the next meeting we'll have that project completed, which is the removal of all Russian olives on the cemetery property. We do have one project that we would like to, I guess I'm at, would ask some permission to spend above our limit, which is $1,500, I believe. So this may be right at $1,500 or more than, and just, you don't have to vote on it today, but feel free to if you would like to. What it is, right now we use a temporary marker, and those are just that, they're a temporary marker. There's a lot of grave spaces out here that's all they have. Mm-hmm. And since I've been a mortician and now becoming a cemetery sexton, it's always been kind of a stone setter. It's been a mission of mine to get all of these graves somehow recognized permanently. Mm-hmm. So Paul and I have just figured out a way to do that. And what that is going to be a surveyor's cap. It fits flush with the ground. Mm-hmm. It fits on the top of a piece of rebar. We stamp in the block, the lot, the space, and the initials of the deceased, and it can always be, you know, added to for the four spaces there. And if space allows, maybe the death date. We would like to start doing that pretty soon as the kids are going through their blocks this summer, as they're coming through some of those temporary markers that are more than a year old. Our plan would be to replace that with that type of a marker that we can mow over, but the public can still easily find. So we would like to, you know, you guys to discuss or think about that.
I picture it sinking over time.
So there's a device that lifts that over time, and basically it's a pry bar, and you go through, and if it does, and that'll be each block tender, we call that mower, they have certain duties on that block, and that will become part of that duty. Is anything that becomes, you know, damaged, it gets replaced, and that shouldn't be damaged. That's kind of the point of keeping them down low profile. And then as that turf does start to grow up around it, as they weed eat, they can maintain it that way, but annually some may need lifted, and that's easily done.
How do you stamp things?
Well, it's a stamp kit, basically a hammer. That has some shot in it, so it kind of has an extra impact. And the caps themselves are made out of an aluminum alloy that stamps easily versus a hard numbered stamp and a numeric and alphabetic stamp that is much harder than that. And you just one hit and it stamps it. We thought that the best practice would be to spray paint it red then and then wipe it clean so that the red stays down into the print and is more visible. But the disc will always remain silver, but also below the turf, so it's not an eyesore. They're about just under 2 inches in diameter, so they're not very big, but it's you'll always be able to find them. It'll also help people to locate graves as they use our burial search. They'll be able to say, well, this is that gentleman, so this must be this person, and this must be my space, or whatnot. We use that a lot ourselves for reference. Sometimes a headstone or a marker is sometimes how we find where we're needing to.
So I guess I have two things. Mm-hmm. I think it would be very wise to put the date of the death, mm-hmm. because 50 years from now or whatever, if J.L. Jones has a J.L. Jones Jr.,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be wise to put the date of the death to make it. Now, maybe that's not necessary.
I think it's a good idea, because I was thinking, as you were saying that, there's a lot of people with SS for initials, or JJ, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would help to clarify the identification, for sure.
And then would that come under cemetery maintenance?
Yeah, it would totally be under that. And we do have, like you can see there, the money is in the budget, mm-hmm. that we could go ahead and do that. It doesn't fall above the line item number that we try to stay, you know, if it's anything under $1,500, we try to let you guys be aware that that's a little bit bigger purchase, and have some of your input with that, and, you know.
So right now the budget is showing $8,500.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have that, and then there's, I'll show you my budget. We'll have it in. Actually, shop and cemetery supplies.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So we have $3,500 in that account, and we're about 50% into it, and we're, you know, just past that 50% point in our budget year. So
mm-hmm.
we're running ahead of the game on that. And I think that having thought about what we're going to need maintenance-wise, that's probably a big one that we would like to just go ahead and start doing now with your guys' consent and with your, you know, approval of that being a permanent marker. A
couple things. I agree with the death date, or birth year and death year. A lot of families are doing ancestral
mm-hmm.
history, and that's an important piece
mm-hmm.
to get. And these will be included in our registry. Are we hooked up with Find a Grave?
They do their own research through us, yes.
Okay.
So we kind of collaborate with them. Megan, in her time here, at some point she stopped, but she was adding headstones, the pictures of those, into our Sims program, and those all automatically upload into the burial search that is on the county website. So that's something that would also be done. As those are put in, the photo would be uploaded into Sims as well as the burial search, so people, the public, can find that, and they can say, oh, that's what the marker should look like for Bill Smith.
Okay. So. My other question is, did you research other options for permanent markers?
We have. There's not a lot out there. Other cemeteries are using these. They're surveyor markers, essentially, is what they are. They're made to last forever. You know, so as the land is surveyed and plotted, those are the markers that people, the surveyors and the engineers, are going out and looking for when they replat things or do developments. So they're by design intended to last forever and, you know, be able to raise with the turf.
So you're thinking about $1,500?
Yeah, and I think that would probably do most all of what we have out here. I can't remember the number of pieces that we would get for that,
mm-hmm.
but we kind of have a good idea of what we would need to start with, and that number would at least get us the bulk of what we know is unidentified. There's really not a way to know how many of these graves aren't identified yet, but that's another thing that we could do as we're doing this. We can kind of catalog which ones have headstones and which ones have
markers.
Great. That's a great idea.
So that was the big point of my talk today. Other than that, there's going to be a tiny bump in Zoom fee, like $5 or $10 a year, I think is all it is. So that's that. And then I have Danetti's report. She's just kind of business as usual down there also. She's been really good at staying in touch with us, taking care of the, you know, cemetery property, the bathrooms and the shop. She's been taking care of snow removal. She did meet with Range and help us get the Wi-Fi and the telephone. When the gentleman arrived to install that, she took the day off and hung out and made sure she was there to take care of business that he may have needed that day and lock up.
Why'd she take the day off?
Because she wanted to be there to make sure that, and then when he needed to be there another day, she goes in and she'll unlock the door and then leave him access to unlock it when he leaves. So she's been going through doing her regular pickup and cleanup. I don't know that she had to, just kind of wanted to. So,
she's happy with what he did.
Yeah, she did have a little bit of an outage, I think, the other day, but she was able to get that cleared up as far as I know. We've not heard back that it had been a problem, and she's on today, yeah. So maybe that's...
Danetti, do you have anything to add to your report?
No, so what happened is when I had called in the service for the phone line, because it had a busy signal on it, and... It was just because of the extreme weather and high winds that had come in. And so the next day it was, he came over and it was just fine. So no, everything's running very well. And as far as me taking the day off, I had planned to take that particular day off. And so it was just rearranged with my schedule at work. It wasn't anything that was detrimental towards my full-time job or anything like that. So no, I felt it was necessary that I be here for the just in case factor.
And we appreciate that.
Uh-huh. And the heat worked really well during that cold spell. You said you have to adjust the pump room because of the plummeting temperatures. Everything went well?
Yeah. Yep. So all I do is I usually keep it around 55, 60 when it's nice out and stuff for right now. But when the temperatures got down to the super negatives, I just came up here and turned them up. The heater's up a little bit just to make sure that nothing did freeze or anything like that. And after that cold spell, passed, just adjust them as needed. So just trying to take care of things so that way we don't have any problems in the long run.
Great.
Thank you, Danetti, and for everything.
You're welcome.
So that would tidy up our Sexton report.
So about the permanent markers, what does everyone think? You want him to move forward with this project? Any comments, thoughts?
Sounds like a good idea to me, in the long run.
I think it's a really efficient way to get these permanently marked. And then once again, it's easily removed if ever a new marker does show up, or an appropriate granite marker or bronze marker. This is easily pulled from that place and replaced with something permanent.
Yeah.
Or more.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, I think something needs to be done, because some of those temporary markers are so old and beat up and
can't see them.
Yeah.
And a lot of, they are exactly a temporary marker.
Yeah.
So can I ask a question? With the temporary markers, is this something that would be implemented here in Casey also, or is this just for Buffalo?
I think it would just as well be there too. Same thing, anything that was over a year old, or, you know, with your best knowledge of whether that person was going to have another headstone placed anytime soon. If that was not the case after a year, you would replace our existing temporaries that we use with the more permanent marker.
That was going to be my next question.
So
initially, they'll get the same
name.
Plate.
Yeah, so it'll still look, the burial will still take place, and the temporary marker will still be placed on that grave so that they can see the name But after a year, that's when we would realize that maybe that isn't going to get another marker. Or, you know, and we also have the ability to contact the monument company and say, you know, do you have any markers for these people? Okay, yeah. Then we'll go ahead and put one out there for
okay.
them.
So. Good. So I would entertain a motion to
allow
to let Sean and Paul go forward with this permanent marker project.
I second that motion.
That wasn't a motion. I'm calling for a motion.
Oh, you're calling for a motion. Okay. I'll make a motion that we go ahead with a permanent markers.
I'll second it.
All in favor of Sean moving forward with the permanent marker project, say aye.
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 Thanks.
All opposed, same sign.
Liz, did we lose you?
I don't know. Her screen keeps popping up on my computer, so I don't know if she's there. Sean, how are we coming along with that gate?
Oh,
and the design.
So,
I like the
yes,
design
okay,
for
I do have that.
For KC.
I'm sorry, I bumped that down on the old business. So, I guess moving on to old business, I was wanting to visit about that. I know that Liz had gotten an opportunity to talk to Garen Fowler about that project. I don't know what the outcome of that conversation was. I don't know if Liz has any, if she has service or any input on that.
She must have lost it.
How about Luke?
Don't take Luke.
I'm on still.
There's Luke.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luke, did you agree to us allowing Sean and Paul to do the $1,500?
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So one of my thoughts on the KC gate was if we like the design of the actual gate and the top, like we had talked about, and the like maybe some sheep and cattle or trees or something on the side, maybe we use, kind of make that the second part of the project so that we could get the project started. We go ahead and agree on the metal fencing and the structure as is, and then make the art part a secondary project, which I think, you know, we could go back to his original bid with that being, you know, the around the 15 for the fence and the pipe, and then whatever the artwork would cost, we bid that separately. That way we could continue on with that project without having to say the art part is finalized.
Two phases.
Yeah.
That would also allow us to check the money, too. We need
right.
to make sure.
And we can follow that into the next budget if we needed to.
Yeah, I think that's smart. Let's do
that. That was kind of my thought on that, so that maybe we could get Garen going on that. And if we can get him going on that, we talked about last month, you know, being able to get him 50% down to just get going, and that we would provide the tractor work down there to get the holes put in. So we would be able to do that in a day, as well as move some dirt around for Danae while we had that tractor down there, because we talked about that for tree planting purposes come spring.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to say I like the design that you sent in the packet. That looks really nice to put in case.
That was in last month's packet.
Right.
So, you guys remember seeing that in last month's packet?
Yes.
And there was like a wagon wheel put on it, but that was just kind of a filler for some art. So basically take that away and it would still be the same in appearance. It would still say, KC Cemetery established I can't remember what the date I found. It was like
1895.
Yeah. So, and that was the best
thank you,
record. So
I forgot. Where do we have that in our budget?
That's in that we made that amend. What's in the amended budget? We put 20,000 or up to 20,000 for cemetery gate in that, and it's probably down here, maybe.
Here it is.
Yep.
Capital outlay. There it is. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments on Casey Gate or any other old business?
No.
Is there any new business?
Do you want to do the comp time policy under old business?
No.
We've tabled that.
We tabled it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
That was the first thing we did. The second thing we did. Okay, there being no new business, the preliminary budget worksheet. Luke, you want to take that?
Yeah, that just was on some of the lists on the rolling calendar, and so I think less for us to deal with in the meeting, but just sometime this month, we need to start that budget process, and so Chanda helped me out a bunch with it last year, and so I think Sheila, you and Chanda and I can kind of sit down, try to find a time to meet and maybe sit down and go through those initial numbers.
Okay.
And it's helpful, Sean, if you're there too,
yeah.
Honestly, because a lot of those numbers need to come from your budget and where we're going from that. And that kind of leads into the next part, which is our compensation review, which you need to budget for too. And so I don't think probably today with so many of us not in person, is that a good time to discuss that? But maybe next board meeting we can discuss that a little further so that we have the numbers to inform our budget.
I agree that we table that for next month.
Yeah, I'll be available to you guys with budget suggestions as necessary. And Chanda and I kind of talked about that today, and she's going to go ahead and create a template for me to have ahead of time. So she's already kind of on that.
And I don't know, you guys, those of you that were there last year, I don't know if that was helpful for everyone to be involved, or do you want, like, Sheila and myself and Chanda and Sean to go through and kind of present those initial numbers? I mean, we kind of did it as a group last year where we went through every line item and said, what's it looking like? Where are we? How much of our budget have we used this year? Do we anticipate those costs going up next year? So I guess that's something to think about too, whether we just put that on to an agenda of a meeting and make it run a little long next month, and we just work through that preliminary budget worksheet in our actual meeting. So do you have thoughts on that, Cassie or Barb?
I will not be here. I'm having my hip replaced the day before the meeting. And so I doubt if I even zoom in. You don't want to
yeah,
see
don't blame
you're not
you.
Gonna wanna see me.
You can still be here.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna be in Billings.
Okay.
So I guess if you do have a preliminary meeting with just a few of you, before that I wouldn't mind attending just so I know what's going on. But if you decide to make it at the March meeting, that's fine too. There's not that big much of a change that we've ever talked about. So,
for me, being a part of it just gives me a deeper and better understanding of the budget.
Me too.
And so I would like to say do it as a group like we did last year.
That's fine.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else? Does anyone call for an executive session? Okay, there be none. I'd like to thank Danetti and Sean for everything. Publicly thank Dave Harness for his help with the roads.
Yes.
And thank Kate for being here today and Alex. And we're going to call the meeting make a motion to call the meeting at 2:35.
I make a motion that we adjourn. It's 2:35.
Second.
Okay. You really jumped in there.
Moved
that
and
time
seconded.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.